drop the good news weather-wise to Jason Kanz as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, it's Family Fair Day and our March Hope in Holes, raising money for WIB Incorporated to pay for 20 Christ Center programs on WWIB, short features or longer form shows. And somebody goes away with a $25 Family Fair gift card before 7, 9, and 5 today. So we'll have a winner before 7. You get in and support. My putting was 1 for 5 the other day, but my son went 5 for 5 that day, so I'm feeling competitive juices flowing. But, they have downgraded. No winter storm watch in effect yet. In fact, it's going to be a winter weather advisory from 7 this morning till 7 tonight, so they shortened it by 6 hours total and backed off on, and basically just saying 1 to 2 inches instead of 4 to 8. How about that?
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
I was trying to get some information on that this morning, so I'm glad to hear that that's the direction we're going now.
I think the headline I had seen on my phone was kind of it took a more southerly direction.
Sure.
So whatever it is, we're not going to get as much snow. So, all right.
Great. I love it. Glad to hear it.
There are school closings. We won't take the time this moment. WEAU.com does a great job, so I would point you in that direction. I did run through the list, and I will run through it again. In the meantime, I just want to say, you know, as you were raised, and remember that ABC with their cartoons on Saturday, they had have like Schoolhouse Rock, and they would teach us like grammar and government and things.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
And those
Schoolhouse
are great.
Rocky.
What's that?
I said Schoolhouse Rocky.
Yeah, yeah. So yep. I think one of them. I mean, I think we kind of learned in civics that we have a checks and balances system that our wonderful, brilliant founders put into place, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. 3 branches of government.
Yeah, and so I don't know if this is accurate, but, I mean, it's kind of like in sports. I mean, you have the players, and they're trying to determine the outcome, but there are umpires, right?
Right, absolutely. And and I think it's to keep it fair, right?
Yeah, and wouldn't you say judges function sort of in a governmental way as umpires? And they're at various levels, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, their job is to know the law and to know the Constitution and to keep things in check when people decide to veer outside of that.
Caught a little bit of talk. I'm a radio. When I'm in my car by myself, I'm... bebopping around this or that. And I got to tell you, it's mostly information and not a ton of music. But anyhow, it's some. I like, you know, tunes from WIB inspire and encourage.
Sure.
But I heard somebody say and I that, well, I guess this judge in Maryland is running the country. And I guess I just, to me, I thought, well, no one individual is running the country, right? I mean, it's kind of a collective endeavor.
Correct. When you have one person running the country, it's called a dictatorship.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is, we need to get back to remembering why it's important that Congress sets laws.
Yeah.
That the judge helps to interpret those laws.
Yeah.
And that the president enacts those laws. And
right.
It, you know, we don't have the president setting the laws, determining the laws, and enacting the laws. That's a dictatorship.
Just
we need to move away from
just
that.
Just weighing in at a time. All I'm saying is we have a system of checks and balances. We grew up knowing that.
Correct.
And that if, you know, somebody in the media disagrees with you, it's not illegal. And if a judge differs with you, they shouldn't be impeached, as Justice Roberts said. And so.
Correct.
And that doesn't mean somebody else is running the country. That's somebody else, the judge or the umpire, weighed in. Okay. And then I guess, you know, we come into a set of what's, I was thinking about different opinions. And we can have different opinions. You and I do some on food and we have
you
on
bet.
Other things. And there's this wonderful, from Gary Smalley, he talked about these 5 or 6 levels. And you've probably heard me reference this before because I really like it. Cliche, fact, opinion, feeling, and need. And he said, you know, you can go back and forth in cliche and fact all day long. I guess we'll differ on facts, certainly, in the world. But it's where you share your opinion, that's where the conflict can enter. And that's where things get interesting in terms of relationship because... whether it's marriage or otherwise, how you navigate that. Isn't that true?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you want to come into those spaces with open-handedness, humility, wanting to understand and love the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we come in with a battering ram, it's not going to go well.
Yeah.
I just want to add a clarification, though.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that we may have different facts. We don't. There are facts and there's not facts.
Yeah.
You know, people may say that there's alternative facts, but there's not. There's one thing that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even those, we have to carry with this idea of how do we seek truth together?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I was just right. Yeah, that's been one of those things, I guess, in recent years that we've kind of... there have been terms, I guess, that have come up. But so anyhow, that was just something on my mind. Maybe we can deal more with that tomorrow. But One final day today, and I guess, yeah, Larry Crabb's book, 66 Love Letters. Wow. He called it his magnum opus, or if he didn't, some people did. It took him 5 years to write. We've shared about it during our time on the air, but what about your thoughts on that book that takes us from Genesis through Revelation?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's exactly right. This is just this beautiful, beautiful book where he walks through every book of the Bible and talks about the relational nature of God. And it's just a really, really good way to understand Larry's work, to understand the nature of the Bible. It's a beautiful, beautiful book, really trying to discern what God is saying to people.
It's a great book to listen to. He actually did it with Jim Kress, I think. The voice of God, and Larry played himself. And so, is good.
And I both love that one.
And there's always the part in the epilogue, which is the Bible in 66 paragraphs, which is a must read as well. Thank you, friend.
Sure. You bet.
Have a good day, and not as much snow to contend with. I'm going to slide the green here a little bit and, slide the green, just kind of turning it so I can get some place to stand. And all right, five of them. Now, I kind of like, well, here we go. There have been no practice, so here we go. Oh, the first one, just a little short. All right, so I think it's only fair to get that ball out of the way once you missed it. All right, here we go. Here's number two. All right, number two right in there. So we're one for two right now. Off to the left, all right. One for three. I don't know how Doss did the five for five. Amazing. All right. All right, two for four. All right, one last go here this morning. Can we go three for five? Here we go, the last one. Off to the right. So, all right, there we go. Two for five this morning on WWIB in our Hope and Holes. I don't know how that worked with the mic, but yeah, I kind of moved it over there as best we could. But can we get a little bit of applause for that? Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little smattering this morning. All right, two for five. That's what we did. So, all right, it's kind of fun. And you might want to get one of these for the yard for the parties this summer. All right, listen, drawing, again, we'll do this. We'll take the three that we had and figure out right now. We've got three chances here for somebody to go away. And then can we get also a bit of a drum roll in a moment here for us this morning? Music on the way from Mac Powell. Remember, he was at One Fest. That was great. And he'd be an awesome guy to see come back to One Fest for sure. No question about that. And am I in the right category? Yeah, something about a drum roll that just kind of sets the drama for us here this morning. So let's get to it. Here we go. And our winner this morning is, yes, it's Shelly in Shattuck. Congratulations, Shelly. You go away with a $25 Family Fair gift card from us here at WWIB. Thank you for your support. Hope and Holes for Wibb Incorporated. And before I get to Bay Turner and Terry and Woods, was out at the store yesterday, and we were talking about Reese's peanut butter eggs versus the cups, and so I got you an egg. We got to try them.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sometime this morning on the air and find out if the cream is really any different. All right, WWIB, the CCM Song Showdown this morning, as we continue on with our first round, is Miriam Freeman had nominated Jason Gray's Be Kind, and Michael Turk in Altoona going with a song from Elevation Worship, Trust in God. So those are the two songs. Song one, Be Kind from Jason Gray. Song two from Elevation Worship. And two ways to vote, as usual, on the listener line at 715-396-1670. And also the bonus vote available at the Wibb Wake Up Show Facebook group. So we do have a message later from Michael. We weren't able to get anything from Miriam, but certainly, Jason Gray, a favorite artist of ours for a lot of reasons.
Absolutely. I think he's coming to Ladysmith in concert again before too long as well. So, again, Jason Gray, Be Kind, against Elevation Worship, Trust in God.
I know it's kind of late, but we did get the message from Miriam. It's probably only fair that we mention her, why she chose Be Kind. So we did hear from Michael. So she says, I chose it because of the message. She says, everyone we see needs to know they matter. As the chorus says, we don't know what people are going through, and a little kindness can save someone's life. We all need a reminder to be kind. So thanks to Miriam for that.
Hey, this is Michael, and I chose Trust in God by Elevation Worship. I've been reading through Genesis and Exodus lately, and the theme of those books seems to be about trusting that God will take care of you no matter what situation you're in or how grim of a situation you find yourself in. So I hope you enjoy the song that I chose.
Well, thank you so much for all your participation, all your votes in our latest CCM Song Showdown. It was Jason Gray, Be Kind, against Elevation Worship, Trust in God. Elevation Worship jumped out to an early lead. Jason Gray started making a comeback. Was it enough? The winner moving on is...
Jason Gray.
Wow. Congratulations, Jason Gray, with quite the comeback. And he actually won by double-digit votes. So the song Be Kind knocks off the song Trust in God. Both great songs, great artists. But Jason Gray moves on to the second round.
Yeah, and we also heard from a listener that he's coming to Onalaska coming up on April 4th.
And I do believe he's coming to the Ladysmith area again, too. I'd have to check a date on that, but I thought I saw that online as well. So yesterday we talked about how some people on social media were getting up in arms. And again, like, it's nothing worth getting mad about, but they were saying, hey, the normal Reese's peanut butter cup is actually not quite as good when it comes to the creaminess, fluffiness of the peanut butter and the peanut butter to chocolate ratio as these Reese's peanut butter eggs that you see around Easter. And you were kind enough to get not just one for yourself, but one for me as well here so that we could try these on the air.
Yeah.
And I've been looking at this all morning and I'm just like, I don't think I can really wait
longer.
So let's just kind of dive in here and see again.
Taste test.
Yeah, how this actually goes. So, again, a good size.
Uh-huh. Here we go. I think it may be a little creamier.
I think so as well. Does it count as being rude eating in front of people when it's on the radio?
I don't think so. It does. They have access to a kitchen.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
So, again, yeah, I love the traditional Reese's peanut butter cup, but there's something about the Reese's peanut butter eggs that is just, man. Nothing quite like it. Thank you, Havel.
And, you're welcome. Yeah,
I would have to say probably a little bit superior to the regular Reese's peanut butter cup, but I may need to try one of those later today just to make sure. Very, very good.
I know you don't eat during the program very often.
Not very often, so it takes a lot. Now, you know what you could do with the $25 Family Fair gift card? You could buy a lot of Reese's peanut butter eggs. And you know what? We're giving a Reese's... Could be giving Reese's away, but we're giving away a $25 Family Fair gift card as a thank you to one of our pledgers this morning for Hope and Holes. And we don't have any pledges yet. So again, we've got, you know, about 40 minutes or so here. So certainly time to do that. But your odds are really good right now at winning that $25 Family Fair gift card. And maybe you want to use it to stock up on Easter candy.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Well, you can tell spring is almost upon us when we have our friend Farmer John from Govan's Farm on the air. Good morning, Farmer John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, glad to hear you're so chipper, because as I size this up, this Saturday and Sunday, you kick off the lambing barn and the farm babies and all that goes with that, 9 to 4 this weekend and the next four after that, so 5 weekends. And my first question is, I mean, do you guys just kind of catch your breath and gather yourselves, because that's a commitment there for 5 weekends.
You know what? It is, but the real commitment was years ago when I milked cows twice a day, 7 days a week.
That is hard work.
So, Farmer John, again, the farm babies season, what all does that entail? Because, again, there are so many different animals that you have. Again, this is a real operating Wisconsin farm that the public is invited into. And so, again, when it comes to farm babies, I mean, basically, I think what you've said before is if it'll fit it in your lap, we'll help you hold it. And so, so many different babies to cuddle when it comes to the farm animals. What all do you have this year? Because I know the barn is going to be filling more and more over the weeks to come.
We've got 100 baby chicks in the barn. We had 11 baby pigs born last night. I was out about 5 o'clock this morning. I checked the sow, and she delivered 11 pigs, and there's another lamb here in the barn, so the jugs are filling up. At peak, we'll probably have, let's see, we've got 8, 16, 24. We've got 30 jugs set up in the barn right now, and we're hoping they'll all be full by the weekend of baby lambs or goats. And then through the next 5 weekends, the barn just gets fuller and fuller till there's, I don't know, close to 500 baby sheep and goats and 100 chicks every week. And
wow.
By the 5th weekend, there should be about 45 little pigs, too.
Wow, that's amazing. You got a cute picture on your website of a little one with a lamb and... just curious in terms of what that's like, seeing the love and enjoyment of families, some for the first time and others repeat attenders.
Oh, you know, We've been doing this for 20-some years now, so we've got the second generation coming to the farm now. Mm. And I love it when grandparents show up and say, you know, we used to bring her when she was little, and now she's bringing his or her little one. And the other thing is don't think you need to have kids to come to Govan's.
Yeah.
Get a lot of grandparents out here. One of my favorite stories to tell is of a lady that tugged on my arm and said he'd really like to hold a pig, but he's afraid to ask. And I honestly thought I was going to turn around and see a grandchild there, and it wasn't. It was just her 80-year-old husband that was afraid to ask that he'd never held a pig. So it's an opportunity for everybody. Hey, young couple, dating, not married, want to do something romantic with your girlfriend, boyfriend, see how they act around newborn animals, bring them on out to Govan's.
There you go. Again, 9 to 4. This is the opening weekend this Saturday and Sunday. And Farmer John, always so many other activities too. So, I mean, not only can you hold and cuddle all these different baby animals, but, I mean, there's great concessions. There's more activities. I mean, just a full day of fun to be had.
There's always the giant slide will be set up, weather permitting. We knew this year will be a paintball gallery that we put in last fall.
Nice.
We expect to have that open this weekend. Going to try to get some of the yard games out that you maybe see in the fall, because the yard is clean and dry this year. So it looks like it's going to be a great year as long as the snow stays away.
And come hungry, because a lot of food and a lot of fun food at that.
Kettle corn, mini donuts. New this year is pizza burgers.
Nice.
Got a granddaughter that dreamt up pizza burgers with a slice of cheese and some salami on top, and it's one of her favorites.
Well, again, so many things going on. Opening weekend at Govan's in Menominee, govansfarm.com or Govan's Farm on Facebook to get all the information. Farmer John, we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much for, again, allowing the public to come in here and experience this each spring. It is, again, one of the signs of spring farm baby season at Govan's, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee, govansfarm.com, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss out. What a great activity. Great photo op as well, too, for your family. You will be seeing all sorts of smiles. Again, young and old, all ages welcome. You will love it at Govan's Farm. Here's Brandon Lake, a tune that my toddler loves. This one is for Teddy.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls.
All right, so I will take off the headset and go to putt.
All right, very good. The birds are chirping. Here we are. Greenside. Caleb Swenson needs 3 putts for the win. I just, you know, I was trying to do a little better than you did last time. All right, here he goes. I have to move my chair so I can even see the netting here. Yeah, first putt on the way, and it's off to the left a little bit. He's got 4 more to go. All right. Try to straighten it out here a little bit. Called off the bench this morning, and oh, he got it in the 100. Way to go. 1 for 2, 3 more to go. And our hope in holes on WWIB during this marvelous month of March. Putt number 3 is off the mark. A little bit to the left. 2 more putts remaining. Putt number 4. Here it is. Oh, it almost snuck in there. Yeah, you did duff it. You did duff it. But it still came close. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Absolutely. All right, 1 more to go. You can do it. I'm going to try to match what he did the other day. And, oh, yeah, he got it in the 500. That one was a little stronger.